Earth and Sky.
We know the causes of some of the cancers, but for most of the solid tumors, lung cancers, pancreatic cancer, we don't yet have a clue.
That's Lawrence Steinman of Stanford University, one of the authors of a 2007 study on how certain kinds of cancers might take hold in the body.
Dr. Steinman said the study focused on the way tryptophan, an amino acid involved in healthy immune response, is transformed by cancer cells.
Steinman and his colleagues discovered that a rogue protein in some cancer cells exchanges the good guy tryptophan from outside the cell with a bad guy molecule called kynurenine inside the cancer cell. Excess kynurenine is toxic to cells involved in immune response and cripples the body's defenses.
A possible new cancer therapy, Steinman told us, would be a drug that could prevent the rogue protein from exchanging tryptophan.
The next step might be to develop drugs that would block this exchanger. I think that we probably are 3 to 5 years away from seeing whether these are effective. It'll take a year or two to get all the permissions to get into a clinical trial, and then we might be able to see whether impeding this mechanism has benefits on seeking out cancers and having them destroyed by our own immune system.
This is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.